The Americans for Tax Reform pledge promises that Thompson will oppose any and all efforts to increase the marginal income tax rate for individuals and businesses. It also promises that Thompson will oppose efforts to scale back tax deductions unless they're offset by tax cuts. It's a hardline stand, one that's been signed by an overwhelming majority of Republicans in Congress. But University of Wisconsin-La Crosse political science professor Joe Heim says it's out of character for Thompson.
The fact that he would make a declaration like that and sign that commitment tells you that he feels it's necessary to shore up his right wing.
Thompson has been under attack this year by the national conservative group Club for Growth, which has called him a liberal for proposing to raise taxes on cigarettes and oil companies as governor. Heim says it reflects the fact that Republican politics have become much more conservative since Thompson left office.
And I think Governor Thompson is recognizing that and recognizing that he has to kind of go with the flow in order to win the nomination.
In addition to signing the pledge, Thompson's campaign also announced that he filed his statement of candidacy with the Federal Elections Commission. Norquist Group says two other likely Republican candidates for U.S. Senate have also signed the no-tax pledge, former Congressman Mark Newman and State Senator Frank Lissay. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.